Okay, then I'll leave it alone. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I am a bulldog, so I'm not sure if that's directed at me or not, but Leave My Kitten Alone from the Beatles. Why are we playing such a fun, sounds like a Frisky Friday kind of song? Because it's Frisky Tuesday. I've got Randy Lambert, who is the Chief of Animal Services here, for our Santa Rosa County update today to tell us what's happening with the animal shelter and animal welfare right here in Pensacola area, Santa Rosa County.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's great.
I hadn't thought of that one in a while.
Yeah, I mean, it has a lot of different meanings in there, but probably the biggest thing is yesterday we had somebody bring in a feral mother cat and her five kittens.
Oh, gosh.
And we're like, what are we going to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
These kittens are 3 weeks old. What are we going to do with these? Aww. They need to be with mom.
Yeah.
You can't bring a feral cat into the shelter, put her in a kennel, and expect her not to lose her mind.
Right.
So, that's right. So we unfortunately had to say, hey, why don't you take them back where you got them,
mm-hmm.
which was in her garage,
mm-hmm.
and bring them back to us in a couple of weeks when we can start vaccinating the babies.
Right.
And then we'll get mom taken care of, and we'll take the kittens in, and mm-hmm. we'll find homes for them.
Well, give us some guidelines on that, because this is the season, boy. We have heard a lot about that, and we've talked about this before. When you see that group of kittens out there, and I know sometimes maybe the mom's not around, there's a couple tricks that you can do, I've heard about, to find out.
Yeah.
Maybe to wait so that you, because all of us have big hearts. We don't want these little babies to be in the heat and all that business. However, mom might be out hunting somewhere.
She very well may be. And understand that the best place for kittens or puppies is with mom.
Mm-hmm.
And with their litter. That's the best place for them until they're about 6 or 8 weeks old, somewhere in there. At that point, you know, they can start venturing off on their own. But probably the biggest thing that we find is somebody sees a kitten that's a week old, two weeks old, and they immediately go and grab it to save it. And what they're doing is they're kidnapping the baby. Mom is moving them. Mom is moving them from point A to point B.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's trying to relocate them to a different location for whatever reason. Maybe there's a big bulldog around somewhere. anyway, she's trying to move them someplace. And in the meantime, she's maybe moving them one at a time from point A to point B to point C. And you just happen to see them.
Mm-hmm.
So give her some time. Does the kitten look okay? Don't touch it, because that will impact how she's going to handle it. But another thing you can do if you can't just sit there and watch the whole time. By the way, if you're sitting there watching, mom's not coming around.
Oh.
If she's a feral cat, she's not coming around.
So back off is
right.
Basically.
Exactly.
What, you know?
So if you have to go to work or something, or go to the grocery store or whatever, put some flour around. Sprinkle mm-hmm. some flour around. Come back an hour or two later.
So a circle around
the
kitties. Okay.
And if there's footprints, mom's coming around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's taking care of them. And again, that is the absolute best place for kittens or puppies is with mom.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what to do. She's going to take care of them the very best that they can be taken care of. Way better than we can take care of them in the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody thinks, oh, take it to the shelter and they can take care of it. It's tough in the shelter.
Well, y'all, for the numbers that I've seen this summer from all the different rescues that I talked to here at Pep Talk have been just astronomical, it seems like.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So how are you doing at the Santa Rosa County shelter right now?
Well, currently we have 212 animals.
Goodness gracious.
Now, that's both in the shelter and out in foster.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those ones in foster are foster to adopt or will end up being foster fails. I think we had two that came in today that are going to be foster fails.
One of my favorite expressions is foster fail,
right,
which means...
Right.
Whoever was fostering decided to own them.
Right, exactly. Fell in love and can't give them up.
Mm,
yeah, that's okay.
That's why I don't foster.
Right, yeah. So anyway, that's one way to give is mm-hmm. To be a volunteer or a foster. We have all that information, what the procedure is, how to do that. We have all that on our website, which is santarosa.fl.gov. All the information is there. All of our stats from the last 3 or 4 years are on there.
Mm-hmm.
And stats, what am I talking about? What have our intakes been?
Right.
What have our adoptions been? the ugly words, was euthanasia rate.
Mm-hmm.
All those stats are listed on there, return to owner. We do a lot of that. We find a lot of people's animals one way or another, and mm-hmm. we get them reunited because they're microchipped.
Yes.
Or because they've lost their dog or cat, and they've posted it on the local Lost and Found page.
There are so many different pages that you can be sure and look at those, because there's 3 or 4 Facebook pages just for Pensacola alone.
Exactly, yeah. And so we're using the one for Santa Rosa that is, you know, going to be Milton and Pace.
Mm-hmm.
We had a situation a couple of weeks ago. Somebody found a puppy on Highway 29 somewhere, it doesn't matter, and brought it to Milton and brought it to a pet store in Milton and said, here you go. And they're like, we can't do anything with that, first of all.
Right.
We're a pet store. We can sell you food for it, but we don't.
They're not a rescue.
No, they're not taking them in.
Yeah.
So we got in touch with the person and said, look, you essentially have relocated this animal out of the county in which it belongs in.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner is going to be looking.
In the wrong place.
In the wrong place.
Yes. Okay. That's good advice.
So we ended up meeting up with Escambia County mm-hmm. Animal Services and transferred the dog back to them, and they took it back to their shelter so that they can advertise it.
Right.
Because we advertise to Santa Rosa County.
Of course. That makes perfect sense.
Why would you look in Santa Rosa County?
Mm-hmm.
You know, look in L.A. County and see if it's there. You know, I mean, it's the same thing,
right,
honestly.
Right. You know, everybody's trying to do the right thing.
They are.
Of course.
They
you
are.
Know? And so, but these are great tips. And especially with the microchipping, one of the things I keep hearing repeatedly is people get their pets microchipped or they wherever they get the chip, the dogs or cats. The problem is they're not registering.
Well, we kind of have a leg up on that. When you adopt from us or uh-huh. when we implant the microchip, it's going to automatically update that information through our system that we use. It's going to report
cool
that.
Oh, how cool is that? Yes.
But then when you move a month from now, we don't have that. Or you change your phone number, we don't have that information then.
I gotcha.
So
okay.
That is critically important to update that.
Okay. You're listening to Pep Talk. If you've got a question for Randy Lambert, he is the Chief of Animal Services in Santa Rosa County. And we did get a question came in, Randy. How long is it before a female kitten is fertile again?
So...
I think I know the answer to this, and it's shocking.
That's a loaded question. There's a lot of factors. Female dogs come into heat on a regular cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Cats come into heat on a regular cycle, but can be forced into it by a big tomcat in the area. She senses the tom,
mm-hmm.
and she can become...
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
So it's pretty quick.
It's
I mean,
quick.
I would think it'd have to be a year or so, but
no.
I think I've heard it's less than 6 months.
Yes.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have
so
babies
kittens,
having babies.
Yes. That's the theme,
yeah.
Which is, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they can explode.
Which is why you're so good at offering so many spay and neuter opportunities.
Thursday, we're doing our community cat day. We have spay or neutered over 1,000 kitties this year.
Wow, Randy, that's incredible.
Yeah, so we're doing that on Thursday. It's first come, first serve. We start at 8:00. We take the first 50 from Santa Rosa County.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that and the details and how you can help. All you have to do is keep listening right now to Pep Talk at Pensacola's Expert Panel. We'll be back in just a minute with Randy Lambert talking about Santa Rosa County Animal Services. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. This is the Santa Rosa County Update, and this week we have with us Randy Lambert. He is the Chief of Animal Services and does just a super job with the shelter and so many other roles that they have, obviously, that fall under that umbrella. But right before we went to break, we were talking about the event coming up this week for spay and neutering. So we can mention that again, Randy.
Yeah, so Thursday we're going to do what we call our Community Cat Day. So, again, it's you can go to our Facebook on Facebook for Santa Rosa County Animal Services to check out all the details in there. But it's a huge event. We've spay or neutered over 1,000 dogs. I'm sorry, spay or neutered more than 1,000 cats this year.
Wow.
And so we take in 50, and these are feral stray cats.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be in a live trap that they can stand up in. And we bring them in, we do the spay or neuter, tip their ear, we give them a rabies shot, we give them a once-over, make sure everything else is okay. So a lot of times they come in and they have battle scars that we have to address. And, you know, we'll work on those things. And then the next day, come back Friday morning, pick them up, take them back where you got them from, let them go. So we're doing that on Thursday. So that, again, that's for unowned stray community cats. But we also have our Friends Of group, the Friends Of Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, which you can visit their Facebook. They have a big presence on Facebook with that. They're doing a Spay It Forward event. They'll be announcing that real soon, where they're doing free spay or neuters for dogs and cats. These are owned animals.
Oh, so if you're, okay.
You have to, there's a little bit of qualification for it, but you go in and meet those qualifications, and then they will assign you a date and a time to go to one of the clinics that they're using, where they're paying for it.
That's great.
And how do they do that? Again, on their Facebook and on ours. We'll have the link on ours, the Santa Rosa County Animal Services link. They do auctions of goods. You go in, you bid on them, and get some really good stuff on there. So a lot of the stuff gets donated to us and then to the Friends Of group, and then they turn around and post it and do auctions for the goods. And those funds go directly towards animal stuff,
animal care,
It may be. They do pup cup events, they do different adoption events, but particularly this spay neuter event that they do of Spay It Forward.
That's a great event. That sounds fantastic.
It is. It really is.
And so give us what the name of the website is one more time, because they got to get Facebook page. I'm sorry.
It's Facebook. So it's the Friends Of Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter.
Okay. And then if someone's listening that might be interested in getting involved with that group, how would that work?
You can reach out to them through the same way.
There. Message them on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have any questions about anything, you can give us a call at the shelter at 850-983-4680, or just come by.
Tell us the location and also your hours. When are y'all open?
We love visitors who just want to come by and just take a tour. I would love to give you a tour or have someone else give you a tour. But we're at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton.
Okay.
So that's off of Old Baghdad, right there in Milton. Don't go to the one in Pensacola. So it's it's the Pine Forest Road in Milton. And our hours are pretty easy. 11:30 to 4, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then on Wednesdays, we're open till 6:30. So 11:30 to 6:30 to allow people after work to come by, take a look and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Again, we have a lot of really good dogs. We've got a large selection of kitties right now that all these guys are just looking for their forever home.
Oh, and you post photos too.
We do on our website. So santarosa.fl.gov, you can go to either the lost animal. Those get, as soon as we intake an animal, people call and say, hey, I lost my dog or cat. When will you have it on your website? And I say, as soon as we get a photo of it, within 15 minutes, it's posted automatically.
Oh, that's great.
It posts automatically. We don't have to push a button. It goes automatically. And, so you can search for lost or found on there, and for adoptable dogs and cats.
Okay.
And anything else we may have.
That sounds good. You probably get a few other things, don't you?
We get some others every once in a while.
Okay. We're talking with Randy Lambert on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. He is the Chief of Animal Services for Santa Rosa County. This is a Santa Rosa County update. So if you've got a question, please text it on in. One of the questions we've got here is, how can I get my dog rechipped? She was originally chipped in Ohio. Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to rechip.
Or maybe, I guess you could find out about registering, possibly?
Yeah, absolutely. If you know the number, you should be able to call the chip manufacturer, and then they can walk you through the process of doing that. If some of that sounds a little out of your league, if you're not real sure what the company is, what the number is.
Possibly if it was done in Ohio.
Yeah. You can bring it by us. If you know the number, you can just call us. If you know the chip number, you can just call us, and the chip number will indicate what manufacturer it is.
Gotcha.
And then we can point you in the right direction from there.
Okay, great.
But again, just give us a call, 850-983-4680.
Okay, this is a great question and very relevant. It's so hot outside. How can I tell now if my animal is hurting from the heat? So we all know that we want to keep them inside, et cetera, et cetera. But how can you tell if your dog's or cat's being negatively affected and you need to do something? Yeah. I think is the gist of that question.
Okay, so I'm no veterinarian.
Right.
But I will tell you, and I'm no meteorologist either, but I will tell you, how hot is it outside? It's real hot.
Mm-hmm.
Temperatures. If the air temperature is 77 degrees, that asphalt, that concrete is probably about 125.
Really? So, just at 77? I can't even say. Now, today, we're going to have a heat index over 100 today.
Yeah. So, even at 90 degrees, the air temperature is 90 degrees, 145.
Oh, my goodness.
So, if you don't want to walk barefooted, if you don't want to put your hands on that concrete, that asphalt, your dog or cat should not be putting theirs on there either. And it's really, you know, if you want to walk somebody, you need to do that in the late afternoon, in the evening, or early in the morning.
On grass.
Right, exactly.
Or some kind
and
of dirt.
And for goodness sakes, don't put them in the car.
No.
It's just too hot. You know, prevention is probably the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like they are overheated, you need to offer water. You need to get them into a cool place.
And typically it's a lot of panting for dogs.
Yes, absolutely. Now, that's to be expected. When they're hot, they do that.
That's right.
And even cats will do that. But,
that's right.
Prevention is the best thing.
Okay. This is a pep talk. We're talking with Randy Lampert, who's the chief of services for animal services for Santa Rosa County. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, as we have our Santa Rosa County update. Our specialist and expert this morning is Randy Lampert, who is the Chief of Animal Services for Santa Rosa County. We've covered a lot of topics today, Randy, talking about all the different ways that you can help our animals in the community. So what have we not talked about you want to mention or something you'd like to mention again?
So some points to point out here. We're going to be doing an adoption event at Petco on August the 8th. My goodness, it's August coming.
Well, August is first. It's just another week away. Yeah.
Yeah. So on August the 8th, Petco in Pensacola from 1 to 4. Our adoptions, I want to talk about that. Our fees for adoptions, dogs are $25, cats are $10. So
wow.
What do you get for that? By state statute, the animal has to be spay or neutered before it can be adopted. So that's included. It has to have a microchip. That's included.
Mm-hmm.
Has to have a rabies vaccine. That's included.
Wow.
And any other appropriate vaccines that the animal would need are all included.
Goodness gracious. So the retail of that would probably be what, $300-$400?
At least, yeah.
If you did that on your own.
Yeah.
So now you're saying it's only $25
for a dog
and $10 for a cat.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
And that's a flat rate. I know some people do different amounts for puppies and kittens and adults and this and elderly and all these other things. But you know, we just try to keep it as simple as we can. And so there's that. Also, we have another way to give is we have a wish list Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I know I keep pushing people to Facebook, but on our Facebook site, the Santa Rosa County Animal Services Facebook, got a lot of information there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be posting tomorrow our wish list Wednesday list. We're going to have, for the first time, we're going to have on there trap covers.
Ooh.
For TNR, for trap, neuter, and release. We're going to have covers on there.
Nice.
So that people can donate those covers for us.
All right. Randy, thank you so much. We ran out of time. This is Pep Talk, and I'm Meg. I'll be back again tomorrow. And remember, as you go through the rest of the day, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and love now. Hug a cat or dog.
Thank you.
Thanks.